Blog Talk Radio.
Daniel, that's you?
Hello.
Yeah, hey, how are you doing?
I called in to listen.
Oh, okay, just to listen.
Yeah, man. You can call me, though. I might say something. Ain't no guarantee.
Okay.
All right. Okay. But I called in. I have made a promise. All right. I'm going to move. Okay. Hey. I'm the only one called.
Hey, Beth just came in. Hey, Beth?
I'm the only one called.
What?
I called too early.
No,
Beth.
No, right on time. Hi there, Auntie Betty.
All right, how y'all doing?
Good. Good. Loretta?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi. That's you and Hubert, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, I'll pick up at numbers 3 while we'll wait for others to join in. And this is still about the tribal location and the Levites' responsibilities. At the time when the Lord spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai, Aaron's sons were Nadab, which was the oldest, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. All were anointed as priests and set apart to minister at the tabernacle. But Nadab and Abihu died before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai when they used unholy fire. And since they had no children, this left only Eleazar and Ithamar to assist their father Aaron. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Summon the tribe of Levi and present them to present them to Aaron as his assistants. They will follow his instruction and perform the sacred duties at the tabernacle on behalf of all the people in Israel. For they are assigned to him as representatives of all the people of Israel. They are in charge of all the furnishing, the maintenance of the tabernacle. However, only Aaron and his sons may carry out the duties of the priesthood. Anyone else who presumes to assume this office shall be executed." And that was the reading out of Numbers 3, 1 through 10. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Loretta. Okay. I'll just do a roll call. We have Mom. I'm going to call them. Mom. Daniel, Auntie Betty, Loretta, Hubert, Auntie Janet, and Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
All right, good evening, you guys.
Good evening.
One more caller.
Sorry.
Hold on. We have a couple caller, Auntie. Auntie Dot?
Hey, who?
Yeah. Dot. Auntie Dot. Okay.
Can you do one more roll call, please?
Okay. Mom, Daniel, Auntie Betty, Loretta, Hubert, Aunt Janet, Auntie Carrie, and Auntie Dot, and myself.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
So this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
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 Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, Angela will come to us to bless the prayer line. May everyone bow their head, please.
All righty. Let's prepare our minds. Prepare our minds. O God of truth, prepare our minds to hear and heed your holy word. Fill every heart that longs for you with your mysterious presence. Lord Almighty, our Father, with your Son and the Blessed Spirit, hear our prayers. Teach us to love eternal truth and seek its freedom everywhere. Amen.
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 Okay, we'll go ahead and start with the program. Let's start with Hubert. Would you like to give us a start?
Hello, boy. Yes. Bless the Lord. I'll be coming to you from Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. For his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law do he meditate day and night. He like a tree planted by the stream of water, which yield his fruits in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatsoever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Amen.
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 Amen. Christ the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that reading, Hubert. We have a few more callers joined. Hazel?
Yes, good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Hello.
Are you by yourself?
I am, but Tim's going to be joining on the line.
I think he's on.
Hey, how y'all doing?
How are you doing?
All right.
All right. Okay, we got a full house today. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. House full.
Next, I'll go with Auntie Janice.
Okay, I'll be reading from James 4.
I'm sorry. What did you say, Auntie?
I'll be reading from James 4.
Amen.
Amen.
Begin with verse 1. From whence come wars and fighting among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust, that war in your members? You lust and you have not. You kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not, because you ask not. You ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. You adulterous and adulteress, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. Do you think that the scripture said in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy, but he giveth more grace? Wherefore he said, God resists the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourself therefore to God, and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading on to Janet. Next we'll go with Auntie Carrie.
Auntie who?
Carrie.
Okay, I'm reading from John, the third chapter. There was a man of the Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou dost, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Carrie. Next, Loretta, would you like to come in?
Let's see. Can you come back to me?
Next, I do, Mom.
Okay, I'm coming out of Matthew 7. Starting at the 7th verse. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks, finds. And he who knocks, the door will be opened. That means everyone at all times, that is you. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will you give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will you give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So, in everything, do to others what you have given to you for his Son, for this sums up the law and the prophet. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mom. I apologize. I'm out of coffee. All righty, we'll go next with Hazel. Would you like to go next?
Yep, I'm ready to go next.
I'm reading from Matthew chapter 14, and it says, when Jesus heard it, he departed from there by boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the multitudes heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. When it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, this is a deserted place, and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves some food. But Jesus said to them, they don't need to go away. You give them something to eat. And they said to him, we have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, bring them here to me. Then he commanded the multitude, sit down on the grass. And he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitude. So they all ate and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments that remained. Now those who had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Amen?
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for that reading, Miss April. Next, I have Auntie Betty.
Yes. I'm coming from Psalm 100. It said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, that he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter unto his gate with thanksgiving, and unto his court with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that green hot tea, Betty. Loretta, do you know?
Yes, I'm ready. My reading is out of Romans 5:1. So now, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith and in his promises, we can have real peace with him because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. For because of our faith, he has brought us into this place of highest privilege where we now stand. And we confidently and joyfully look forward to actually becoming all that God has had in mind for us to be. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Daniel, would you like to go?
You're fading out, Angela.
Daniel, would you like to read? Daniel, are you still there?
That was amen, amen.
That was amen.
Amen. I always say, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not walk. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for that.
Next, we
have
Auntie Dot. I'm going to be Alyssa tonight.
Okay.
No voice. Where you lose your voice at?
I don't know.
Oh, with the wind.
Excuse me.
Okay. Last. Is Tim still on?
He said his phone might die, so it must have died.
Okay.
All righty. That concludes our first round.
So I'll
turn it over to Loretta.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the second shut-in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Auntie Marie, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Uncle Champ, Uncle Willie, Uncle Oliver, Ruth Edwards, Sister Shirley and family, the Johnson family, the Lowe's family, the Verner family, the Hurd family, Carlos and the Wells family, Dwight, Tawana and family, the Williams family, the Rossiter family, Cheryl and family, Mr. Q and family, John Moore and Ronnie McCullough, Miss Brown and family, Mary Ann and family, the Simmons family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the Cody family, the Boyers family, Marilyn family, the Dix family, the Johnson family, Desert Kendrick, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, Eric, Brian, Doretha and Jesse Verner, the Allen family, Essie Mann family, Michelle, Michael, and then Rochelle Bessler and Vanessa and family, and anyone else that stands in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over our sick and shut in, for there is still power in the blood. We ask that you activate the Holy Spirit in all of us, and we will allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us to peace and joy. Father God, we thank you for complete healing. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everyone say amen.
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 Praise Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Loretta. Okay. Next, we will acknowledge our birthdays for October 15th through October 20th. And I have Gary on the 15th. I have Freddie Williams Jr. on the 15th. I have Monica on the 17th. I have Tony on the 18th. That's all that I have. Anybody have any other dates?
Yep. Tony on the 18th.
Who?
Tony on 18.
Okay.
So on the 19th.
On the 19th?
Micah and Tony's on the 18th.
Yeah.
Okay, Andrew is actually through the 21st.
Mine the 21st?
The birthdays.
Yeah, 21.
Yep. You're right, and I see that. The 21st. All right. Yes, Dr. Hugh, but I'm. So, Huber, what's this birthday for us today? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday and many more.
Amen. Happy birthday.
Birthday. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Let's move on to us. Of our program. Again, it's poem songs or more verses or whatever you would like to share.
Loretta. I need to dedicate a birthday for tomorrow. I'm a man, Trill. One of the guys I hang out with, his birthday is tomorrow.
Who?
And I had Trill. Trail birthday is tomorrow.
trail.
He's trying to celebrate tonight. Yeah.
Okay.
One of my friend's birthday is tomorrow, and I forgot all about it.
Okay.
No,
shout out to.
He's gonna be a grown man tomorrow.
Grown man come with grown man responsibilities.
Yeah, I told that.
Yeah, for the first time, man. I'm looking forward to it, though. It's me, my birthday tomorrow. That's what we were just talking about.
Okay.
What's
your
name?
My name is Trail.
Trail, T-R-E-L-L?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Welcome.
Welcome.
Okay.
Yes, I wanted to share the actual birthday on the 17th as well. That's my Daniel friend too.
Mm-hmm. Who birthday?
That's Daniel friend. Ira. Yeah, that's Daniel friend.
I
heard
that tomorrow too. I didn't know.
Alrighty. Let's move on.
Okay, move on then.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're going to go ahead if you have any songs or testimonies or any other different verses you would like to share. Please do so. If not, just say pass and to call them your name. I would like to start off with Auntie Betty.
Yes. I would rather sing this song.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Blessed with His goodness. Blessed with His love, blessed with His shower that come from above. Blessed with His sunshine, blessed with His care. I go on helping everywhere. God give the courage. Faith lead the way. Onward we travel, happy and gay. Thinking of others, willing to share. Taking God's message everywhere. Remembering others. Looking to Jesus, He is the way. Onward I travel, He's by my side. I never falter, He is my God. This is my mission. This is my prayer, helping the needed everywhere. Amen, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
This is my mission. Amen.
Lord.
Thank you for that. Come on, Auntie Betty. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to say a prayer.
Amen.
Oh God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the wisdom to know that we are created for your glory. We praise you for your tender mercy and loving kindness. And learn how to trust you in all things and to wait for your instruction. We pray daily for a fresh awareness of our dependence on you as we seek to do greater work in your vineyard. Amen.
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 Thank you for that prayer, Mother. Next, we have Loretta.
Sure. I'm reading a poem, and it's called I Seek. It's by Donna Maroney. I seek to know my Savior more and more each day, to learn of him and know him in a new and personal way. I read his words and discover what he wants me to know, to live daily by his word, and he's with me wherever I go. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the constant love you give. I'll cherish it always in my heart as long as I shall live. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Beautiful poem. Thank you for that, Loretta. Next, Auntie Janet.
I would like to share a poem. It's a little lengthy, so bear with me, please.
Amen.
It's called Grocery Store.
I'm sorry, what is it called?
Hello?
Yeah, what is it called? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Heaven's Grocery Store.
Amen.
I was walking down life's highway a long, long time ago. One day I saw a sign that read, Heaven's Grocery Store. As I got a little closer, the door opened wide, and I found myself standing on the inside. I saw a host of angels. They were standing everywhere. One handed me a basket and said, my child, shop with care. Everything a human needed was in that grocery store. And if you could have carried it all, you could come, I'm sorry, and if you couldn't carry it all, you could come back the next day for more. First, I got some patience. Love was in the same row. Further down was understanding. You need that everywhere you go. I got a box or two of wisdom, a bag or two of faith. I just couldn't miss the Holy Ghost. It was all over the place. I stopped to get some strength and courage to help me run this race. By then, my basket was getting full. But I remembered I needed some grace. I didn't forget salvation, for salvation was free. So I tried to get enough of that to save both you and me. Then I started up to the counter to pay my grocery bill, for I thought I had everything to do the master's will. And I went up to the aisle, I saw prayer, and I just had to put that in, for I knew that I knew when I stepped outside, I would run into sin. Peace and joy was plentiful. They were on the last shelf. Song and praise was hanging near, so I just helped myself. Then I said to the angel, now, how much do I owe? He smiled and said, my child, Jesus paid your bill a long, long time ago. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. So
amen.
Beautiful.
Amen. Thank you for
powerful.
That.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, Hubert, would you like to go next?
Yes, I would like to sing my song. Amen. If you got God in your life, tell me what more do you need? When you have God in your life, tell me what more do you need? I went to the valley to pray. Felt so good that have stayed all day, because I have God in my life. There's nothing more that I need. I stepped in the water. The water was cold. Killed your body, but not my soul, because I have God in my life, and there's nothing more that I need.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Hubert. Beautiful song.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Next, we have Auntie Carrie.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to try to sing this song.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Revive us again. We pray thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, dying glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, dying glory. Revive us again. We pray thee, O God, for the Spirit of life, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. Hallelujah, dying glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, dying glory. Revive us again. All glory and praise to the Lamb that was slain, who has borne all our sins and cleaned everything. Hallelujah, dying glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, dying glory. Revive us again. Revive us again. Fill his heart with thy love. May his soul be rekindled from fire above. Hallelujah, dying glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, dying glory. Revive us again. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. God, amen, amen.
Yes,
God. Beautiful.
Thank you for that, Auntie Karen.
Yes,
Bill. All right. Next, we have Ms. Hazel.
Yes. I just wanted to, I guess it would be a praise report or just a story. I don't know if everybody knows, but it's coming up on a year of just being connected with my dad again, or just really for the first real time this month. We don't remember the exact day, but we know it was a month that we started talking. And honestly, like, it's just having you guys a part of my life and having my dad a part of my life has really changed my life. Like, you know, before then, when my grandmother passed away on my mom's side, my family, we really weren't connected anymore, you know. So I went through school and went through college just feeling like I was really on my own. I just had to do everything by myself. And, you know, when my dad came in my life, I had already finished college and just trying to figure things out. And he just really tried to be there for me as much as he could, you know. Like, it just showed me that it's not about, you know, having a dad that's going to give you all of these things or, just do things for you. Like, that's not what it's about. It's about, you know, him pushing me closer to God and just being there for me every day. Like, my dad calls me, like, every day that I let him. I'm so busy, but it's really changed my life.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, I just love all of you guys. It's been a year,
and
So I love you guys.
Right?
Okay. Love you too.
We love you too,
love
darling.
You.
We love all of you guys. Thank you.
Daniel, do you want to say anything else tonight? Thank you for that, Hazel. I'm so sorry. Thank you for that testimony.
Amen. I was just going to hope y'all didn't call my name no more.
But then close your mouth.
I will tell you why I'm on the line tonight. I got a confession.
I feel like I've been getting this drip
all
night.
I was blackmailed to be here tonight. But I look better. I was going to watch football, but I had to put it. Oh. It's good to hear everybody, boys. Lord bless you. I might have some friends that need to talk to the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
How y'all doing today? Happy Sunday. All happy
right.
Sunday. Today, the Lord brought us here together. My brother Dan, he called me. He been calling me all weekend. I've been having family problems. My brother been sick in the mental hospital. And it's different because I'm seeing my mama go crazy. And she don't want to see her baby like that. But I just want everybody to keep my brother a day, cheat him in the prayer, because God got him covered. And I know it's going to work for him.
And what's his
name? His name is Adachi. This is called H-D-A-Y. His last name is Cheatham. It's spelled C-H-E-A-T-H-A-M.
All right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Will y'all have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. You too.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Okay, all the rest of them shy and scared.
We can't see them. Tell them we can't see them.
I know.
All they have to say, praise God.
Amen. All right, Pat.
Okay. Well, I know that you said you were going to pass. You're passing again, correct? Like you got. Okay.
Hello. What else do you want to say something?
Okay.
What's the name?
How you doing? This is me. My name is Trell. My birthday is tomorrow.
Speak up.
Yeah. I just wanted to send blessings out to all the families everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Just everywhere, mm-hmm. All the families, including mine, yours, everybody's. And, you know, just blessings for my birthday or whatever. You know.
God, for you, another birthday, baby.
Huh?
Thank God that you can see another birthday.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Exactly. And I feel like, yeah. And I'm glad to see another birthday. And for anybody else who is just as fortunate, you know. And
amen.
You know, for anybody doing any kind of bad, for anybody doing any kind of good, man, prayers out for them to do better, you know. That's all I can say. Yeah.
All right. Thank you,
Trent.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Trent.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, I'm going to try to sing a song. I'm so choked up over Hazel.
I'm going to try.
Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, he does. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, he does. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, he does. Oh, my God. Help me.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for that beautiful song.
Singing corpus.
Okay. Before I close, I'm just going to open it one last time. Anything else to share before we close?
Angela, did you go back to Tim?
Tim. Oh, he's there. Hi, Tim. I didn't know you came back. Yeah.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey.
Would you like to?
We doing fine, Tim. How you doing?
Hey, how you care? Wasn't
well, me. But hey, how you doing, baby?
All right,
table.
Tim. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry for interrupting. I'm just very thankful for life itself and passing two of my tests for my truck driver, for my CDL permit. And
okay.
I got one more test. Can't congratulate me yet now. I ain't there yet now. It's still in working order. And just really thankful for that. And thankful for seeing y'all happy. And seeing y'all blessing out the people in need of good prayer. Thank y'all.
Your mom.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Oh, and I'm trying to get my mom on next week. Next Sunday.
On the prayer line? All
right.
Yes.
Praise God. More than Marion. Amen.
My name is Carolyn, by the way.
Carolyn, we will welcome
yes.
her.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise God. I have something I would like to share. I would like to thank all of Daniel Football friends for joining in, and happy birthday. I think he said his name was Trail. May you have a happy birthday. I would like to welcome back Auntie Carrie and welcome Daniel. And Daniel, it wasn't a threat. It was the Holy Spirit that brought you here tonight. Amen?
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
And we want to bless Tim on his new journey. And we welcome Miss Carolyn anytime she wants to join us. And Hazel, guess what?
What?
Guess what? You have a big family now.
Right.
I know.
<It's>
crazy.
Yeah.
And may God be with Brother Chapman and with the family as well throughout his illness. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Angela, Miss Shirley, she have, I forgot, she's sick this week, so that's why she's not on the line. So we lift her up in prayer. All right.
Okay.
Yes, amen.
All right. Are we ready to close, everyone?
Angela.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Before we close, I feel impressed to read this scripture and dedicate it to Daniel's friend. He said something that caught my heart. He said,
okay.
Come to the fact that they need to be saved. And that's what we all about. Amen. All about souls. Amen. And if I could just share Romans 10, begin with verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in the mouth and in the heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach, that if thou should confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him up from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. And for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And we just pray that the souls will be saved, that God will just reach down, touch their heart, and draw their hearts up to him. In Jesus' name. And we just thank God for Daniel. Thank God
Amen.
For
Daniel. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Auntie Janice. Amen. Okay. Well, I will go ahead and proceed with the closing prayer. As we close, Lord, we want to give you honor. Thank you, God, for the time we had today. It was wonderful. May you bless each person who took the time to gather here today. And let your hand of protection be on them throughout the rest of the week. Let the work done here tonight come to fruition, and let it all be for your glory, God. Help us each to do our part in sharing your word. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that closing prayer, Angela. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that would help you through your busy week. For instance, you can go to Psalm 1 and read on Blessed in the Counsel of the Lord, and you can also share out of Romans 5, Become All That God Wants Us to Be. Matthew, Mom shared out of Matthew, Seek and You Shall Find. Daniel shared, the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Auntie Betty came to us out of Psalms, and she said to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Auntie Janet shared with us out of James, the spirit that dwells in us shall lift us up. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Auntie Carrie came to us out of John and must be born to be right with the Lord. And Auntie Dot, I'm pretty sure she want to say, God bless you all. Amen.
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 Sister Hazel shared with us out of Matthew, Jesus has compassion for his people. And Tim shared with us, he is thankful for life. And Trail, I think it is, we wish you a happy birthday. And Auntie Janet shared with us out of the football friends that Daniel is accompanying tonight out of Romans 8. Everybody get on the wagon, the Lord's wagon. Okay, and then we also had a song by Angela. She shared with us, Jesus Loves Me. And then Mom came to us with a poem, what actually was a prayer. Thank you for wisdom. Auntie Betty shared with us this beautiful song. This is Blessed is My Mission. And also, Auntie Janet, I'm headed to the Heaven grocery store. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, and Auntie Carrie had a beautiful song with us. Hallelujah, amen.
Amen.
Beautiful song. Amen. And Hazel shared with us a praise report being reunited with her dad, which extended her family. She has a huge family now. And also, she shared with us a song. If you got God in your life, there's nothing more that we shall need. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. bless America and other nations, and continue to bless our prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. For you say, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and we are trusting and believing in your words, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless the ones that are here and the ones that could not be with us tonight. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
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 Amen. Hey, everyone, I just want to put this in Daniel Football Friend's ear. Come back and join us. We welcome you with open ears. We can't see you, but we welcome you. Come back and join us anytime.
Amen.
And we wish everyone to have a glorious, prosper, victorious week. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a blessed week. We love you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you all. Have a blessed week. Love you. Love you, Tim. Thank you, God. In your life, tell what more do you need? I stepped in the valley, the valley to pray. Felt so good that I stayed all day, because I have God in my life, and there's nothing more that I